Blog Talk Radio.
To give the answers to life's questions, show that I was guided to create to give people a place where they can ask the questions about their life and get the answer from their guidance instead of the answers from their own minds. Because frankly, our minds just take everything that's ever happened in our life and they rearrange it to make it all seem like, well, maybe if you tried this, it would work. And your guidance, on the other hand, has all of the knowledge of the universe. So even if they're just rearranging, they can be rearranging things you've never experienced. So please, please do feel free to give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Okay, so guidance wants me to start out by first telling you about me. And I always assume that everyone knows about me, because I've been doing these shows for 8 or 9 years now, I think. I don't know. You know, that whole time thing is strange. So I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, and I help people to get clarity about their lives, about what they're creating, about how to change what they're creating, how to let go of those beliefs that don't actually get them to where they want to get in their life. And it's an interesting process, and I really enjoy it. I love seeing people, you know, have that moment of that a light bulb coming on kind of moment. And so I also offer a free 20-minute session to anyone who's a first-time person working with me. And we spend those 20 minutes working on whatever your issues are, usually using Divine Infinity Healing or some aspect of it. It keeps growing and evolving, so it's not what it was when I first started using it. It's become so much more, and it's really having a profound impact on the people that I work with. And I've had several people from the radio show who have had these discovery sessions and experienced this for themselves. So I encourage everyone who hasn't done it already to do it, because this is your life and there's really no need for you to keep putting off changing, because change is a natural part of life. It's why we're here. It's how we learn. It's how we're evolving and becoming who we're becoming. So why not make those changes, the changes that are actually going to take you in the direction that you want to go? And that's one of the things I love about Divine Infinity Healing. It opens you up to take you where it is you really want to go. Okay, so today's show is supposed to be about life. And I want to say, if you are in the chat room and you have a question, then of course, yes, ask, as long as you're logged in. If you are a guest, it won't let you do anything. which is one of the reasons why you really should log in. It's free. It only takes a few minutes, and you don't ever actually have to do a show. There's no requirement, but it allows you to freely converse in the chat rooms. So if that's something that you want to do, then by all means, log in, write your questions, and I will read them. Just know that I usually have my eyes closed when I'm working with someone because the information that I'm getting isn't coming from the world around me. It's actually coming from within me. And so I just close my eyes. So if you're having this long chat in the chat room and I'm not responding, it's because my eyes are closed. And it's hard to read with your eyes closed. So just be patient with me. Okay. So life. What is life? That's an interesting question. You know, there's all these different definitions of who we are and why we're here and what it all means. Some people teach that this is all an illusion. It's all not real. And some people teach that this is the only life that you are going to get, and you've got to make sure that you do everything right, otherwise you will burn in eternal hell. And how you're going to burn without a body, I don't know, but you're going to, and you're going to suffer for all eternity. As you can probably tell, I'm not really crazy about that one. My opinion or my beliefs about the Creator is that God, the Creator, Allah, Buddha, whatever name you want to use, is unconditional love. And unconditional love never punishes. Punishment is a condition. So the two are not in alignment. And that's just my way of thinking. You can believe whatever you want to believe. And if you want to believe in hellfire and damnation, then go right ahead. But that doesn't work for me. So if life doesn't have all of this punishment to it, then what's the purpose of it? So I've asked my guidance questions about life. I've asked them lots of questions about life because asking them questions is part of the fun of life. And they say that life is about learning. It's about evolving. It's about my growth, your growth, everybody's growth. It's about recognizing who we already are. And there was a time when I thought it was about becoming who we want to be. And now I know that we are already who we want to be. We just don't recognize it. So it's opening up and allowing what's already there to be there. And in some ways, that sounds really kind of convoluted and confusing, but I'm going to stick with it. We know that when a baby is born, that we don't, you know, look at the kid and see all of the flaws and see how they're never going to amount to anything. They're going to end up being, you know, something, I can't even think of the word that I was trying to think of. But they're not going to turn out to be wonderful people. We don't think that when we see a baby. We think that that baby has potential, that it could be anything, everything. And then as we grow, we begin to lose all of that belief in the possibilities of our lives. And we fall more into that, you know, dictating that this is the way it's going to be. This is the way it has to be. Everybody knows that if you're born here and these are your parents, this is what your life has to be like. Well, this is all about letting go of all of those beliefs so that you can actually see who you already are. You can see that you are a divine child of God, that you have gifts and talents, that God has not put all these restrictions on you in your life. You have. You have, and your family has, and the media has, and the government has, and all of these other beings have put all of this garbage on you. And so you get to go through life and learn the lessons and release the garbage. It's what makes life interesting. Otherwise, you'd just be sitting on that cloud in heaven and strumming that harp and singing, which I imagine would be wonderfully, wonderfully relaxing and joyful, but you might want something a little different on occasion. So life is about learning, and that's what I see for me. Okay. Let me see if there's anything else they want me to say before I move to the question chat room. So give yourself permission to learn. And a lot of people don't do that. They don't give themselves permission to learn. They're learning. Even though they don't realize they're learning, you're still taking in information. And a lot of the information you're taking in is pure garbage, but you're taking it in anyway. So give yourself permission to learn the truth. And that's one of the things that I've always enjoyed asking my guidance. I ask them to show me the truth. And they do. And sometimes I don't like what I see because it's not what I expected it to be. But that's my hang-up, not theirs. So ask to be shown the truth. And remember, the truth will set you free. And it really does in a lot of ways. Okay, question in the chat room. Hi, Barbara. There is a guy that I was interested in. I don't mean to be rude, but his behavior of neediness and crying about his life turning me off. He cries to everyone about it, looking for sympathy. Am I being judgmental about his behavior? I'm starting to not feel comfortable with him anymore. What is the truth in this situation? Okay, let's see what they want to say. Some people get into the habit of needing, and you're right, it makes them very needy. You know, they're like that little puppy that just needs for you to pet it, just needs for you to. And if you're ignoring it, it's going to chew on your feet or your fingers or whatever to get your attention so that you can pet it because it needs to be petted. And the puppy doesn't know that it's doing anything wrong. It doesn't know that it's driving you crazy and making you want to remove it from the room. It's just being a puppy. It's being who it is. And that's what he's doing. He is being who he is. There have been situations in his life where he has felt powerless. And he has gotten into the habit of seeing himself as powerless and needing to get his power from someone else. He doesn't realize that he has any on his own. And so he goes to other people and tells them his story because misery loves company. And some people will join in with him and pat him on the head and cry and hold him and tell him how horrible it all is and how it's not his fault. And the poor thing, he's just been so mistreated. And that's what he's come to see as being accepted and being valued. So he actually believes that he needs to be pathetic in order to have value. Interesting. And there are people like that all over the world, so he's not the only one, and you already know this. Now you get to decide whether or not this is something that you want in your life, and I get that it's not. You don't need to have someone who's needy in order for them to need you. You already know that you're not here to fix everybody, to solve all of their problems, to make their lives perfect in order to prove that you have value. You know you have value. So if this behavior is not the kind of behavior that you want to have in your life, then let it go. And let him go cry on the shoulders of everyone else. And you can just tell him that you're not here to fix him, to save him. And that if that's what he's looking for, then he should go and find somebody else to talk to. Because you're not required to even listen to it. You might also want to ask yourself why you found him attractive to begin with. Because there was something about him. And it could have been that neediness. You felt that connection, that he wanted to connect with you. But what he wants to connect with you for is not what you want a relationship based on. You want someone who is going to be strong, who knows who they are and who is willing to do exactly as you are. Now, you also ask if you were being judgmental. I would say that it's more discerning. You are seeing that this is not a fit for you. Now, if you go around talking about him and telling everybody he's pathetic and all of this other stuff, then yeah, you're being judgmental. But if you're just making the observation that he doesn't fit with you, then you don't really have to worry about being judgmental. You're just recognizing. You're just saying the truth. And the truth is that this is not what you want in your life. It's not what you need in your life. Okay, so that's what they're telling me about all of this. And if you have any questions about any of that, let me know. Okay, they're telling me more. Let's see. So, you know, we make these agreements before we're born that people will come into our lives so that we can learn different lessons. And you guys had one of those agreements. And I don't think that he is being who he thought he would be at this time. And that's okay. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. We get so many different chances to come back and live lives and do it over and see if we can get it right. So it's no big deal. So just because someone is there from a previous agreement and you guys agreed that eventually you would hook up and, you know, get married and have 16 kids or whatever, and that isn't what you want now, does not mean that there's anything wrong. Because you made those kinds of agreements with a lot of people because things change. We change. Situations change. And so we have all of these different connections so that we can choose all of these different paths. And just because you're not choosing the one with him does not mean that there's anything wrong, because there's nothing wrong. And he will go and find the different connection that he had set up, and maybe that one will be the right one for him at this time. We are each changing every day and every moment. And it is not carved in stone that we have to be with anybody. And that's true for everybody. And there are some people who get married and stay married for their entire lives and they're perfectly happy with it. And there are some people who get married and don't stay married for an hour because they realize they've made a horrible mistake. So everything is allowed. You just need to figure out what is best for you, who you are, and what you want to experience in your life, and make sure that you are moving towards what you actually want. And don't let anybody else become more important in your life than your own goals, because they're not. This is your life. You are creating whatever it is you've come here to create, and they are creating whatever it is they've come here to create. You are not responsible for them, and they are not responsible for you. Okay, let's see what you wrote. Yes, you are right. That is so very true. He never asks me how my day is. It's always about him. Yeah. You know, he's the focus of his world. Just fine. If you are looking for someone to focus on other than yourself. Now, the focus of your life is you and what you are creating and who you are becoming, then he's not going to be a good match. You're not going to feel comfortable because you're going to feel ignored. And you should, because he would be ignoring you because he's so busy in his neediness that he's not connecting, not really connecting. He's not really there for anybody. He's not really there for himself. So, you get to make the choices about what it is you want and don't want. And if you haven't already, make a list of the characteristics that you want your ideal person to have. You know, if you want them to be strong and independent and compassionate and loving and sensual and sexual and whatever else you want them to be, write it down. Know what it is that you're really looking for, and then make sure that you have those characteristics too. because then you are going to attract someone who is like you. And that's the way it works. So he is really looking for someone who is all needy and whatever. Of course, they would have to be on a different kind of neediness than him, because he's obviously not going to be satisfying their needs. So it would be an interesting couple, one that I would not want to spend a lot of time around. But that's my, you know, that's my thing. Okay. And she says, wow, you are so very true. We have all of these choices in our lives, and every moment we are making choices. And it's time for us to recognize our own choices and to really allow ourselves to see what's there. And that's why I love asking to see the truth, because then that's what I get to see, and I like that. Okay. So as long as he already has the people that are going to be there for him, the shoulders to cry on, the ones to pat him on the head and tell him that he's okay, he's wonderful, and it's not his fault, then he should be perfectly happy until the day he realizes that that does not make him happy. And then he'll change or not. But that's his choice. And it's wonderful, no matter what. Okay. So anybody else who is logged in and has a question in the chat room, feel free to type it up, and I will answer the questions as they come. And life. Now I'm hearing the music. I think it was Great Expectations. You know that scene where they're laying on the beach and the waves are coming up and crashing over them, and I think it's, what is his name? He has a cleft in his chin, and he's, oh my goodness, I can't remember people's names. Anyway, and the music that's playing is Love is a Many Splendored Thing, I think. That's what I'm hearing. And I'm not really sure why I'm seeing that. Oh, because we get to create what what our lives are, what our loves are. And some people create that they're going to lie on the beach and have waves crashing over them as they are hugging and kissing on that special someone. There is no one answer. There is no one answer. Just like there is no one path. You always have choices, and you are changing all the time. It's normal. It's natural. It's who you are. It's life. And some people are always looking for that one answer, that one thing that is going to make their life perfect, that one thing that is going to guarantee that they're going to get into heaven, that one thing that is going to produce the perfect mate for them, that one thing. And there's no one thing. Because we are each unique individuals, and we are not required to all be the same, do the same, think the same, live the same. It's not a requirement. So that one thing is not there. So we need to let that go. And then we can actually have the flexibility to embrace our own life. Okay, Joy has a question. The guy I started dating has been making, and it's making you not trust that he's dependable. Do you see things getting better? I'm not sure if I should move on or if we are going to get together. You need to... Okay, so of course they're going to shift the focus to you, not to him. And they're asking, are you looking to put distance between you? Are you afraid of this relationship? And I'm saying that, yes, there are some things about this that you are afraid of. So you need to look at what you're actually afraid of. A lot of times people are just reflecting what we are feeling. And I'm getting that that is part of what you are experiencing, because you're afraid of having a real relationship. You want to keep your distance. You don't want to feel that he is that important to you. And so you're kind of pushing away, and he's kind of pushing away. And so now you've got this situation where you're both pushing away. You guys need to talk about it. You need to be clear about what it is that you're actually looking for. And he needs to be clear about what it is he's actually looking for. This is an opportunity for you to learn. So take advantage of this opportunity to learn. And they're not telling me whether or not you're going to end up with him, because that's totally up to you guys. And there is no right or wrong involved in that. You get to make your choice. He gets to make his choice. And life goes on. But they want you to be aware of how you feel about a relationship, about having someone who is there, physically, mentally, spiritually, every way, there in your life. Not like he would be this log that you just step over every day. You would actually be interacting with him. This would be real. And that feels really shaky for you. So figure out what it is that you're afraid of. So you're saying, not if he's the guy for me. He is a good man. Me, then I'll be with him. He said he wanted to have kids and be together, and I was hesitant first, and I let my guard down, and it seems like he appeared after that. Okay. So did you have a conversation with him where you told him that you were ready to be together and have kids? And are you ready to be together and have kids? I'm hearing that kids are so permanent. I don't know if that's coming out of you or where it's coming from. You know, sometimes someone will tell us something about what it is that they want. And our response is not 100% of, yes, that's exactly what I want. And so they begin to imagine that we don't want the same thing, and so they start pulling back. And it's just that we are processing all of the information and making the decision about what it is we do want. But we don't share that with them. We just let them wait. We assume that they know that we're processing and that we're going to answer eventually. You really need to sit down and talk to him. Talk to him about what it is that he really wants, what it is he's looking for in a relationship, in life, and everything. And tell him what it is you are looking for. Don't assume that he knows, and don't assume that you know what he is looking for. A lot of assumptions are wrong, so don't make any. Actually have the conversation. Tell him that you care about him and you want to know, that you need to have clarity about who he is and who you are and what this relationship would be. There's a lot of, it feels like a lot of turmoil around you two. And I think you guys really just need to talk about it. You need to be open. You need to be honest. You need to be vulnerable. Ooh, vulnerable is so scary. Vulnerable means that someone can hurt you. Actually, vulnerable means that you are standing in your truth and you are confident enough in yourself that you can do that. And how the other person reacts really doesn't matter. You are just being you. And you are being honest. And that's something that you guys really need to do. So I'm hearing that if you are honest and if you really, truly allow yourselves to be vulnerable, to see each other, that this could potentially be a wonderful relationship. But if you don't do that, then you're always going to have these hidden conflicts, you know, these things that you just don't talk about that just come out every now and then, and then you pretend they're not in the room until you can get them back under the rug. And sometimes you're going to have to nail that rug down because you can't ignore the truth. Really talk about it. Okay, so you're saying that you did discuss what we wanted and you thought it was the same thing. Well, apparently there was something that was not fitting, was not in alignment, is what they're telling me. So you need to talk more. And this isn't a discussion that you just have once and suddenly everything is wonderful. You actually have this kind of discussion often in a marriage, in a relationship, because you are changing, he is changing, and everything is changing. And so you guys need to be clear about what it is that you really want. You know, it's like those goals that we have at the beginning of the year. And some people have the exact same goals every single year. I usually make a list of my intentions for the year, and those intentions change. And they change every year. And it's not that I'm, you know, having different expectations and all of that. It's that I am changing over the course of that year. And so what I thought was important the year before may not be important at the end of the year. So you really need to talk. It's an ongoing thing. And ask him what's important to him. I just feel like there's something there that he hasn't told you, something that's really important to him that he hasn't felt comfortable enough to let you know. So make sure that you're in the kind of a conversation where you are both comfortable. There's no accusations. There's no, well, you said, and you were supposed to blah, 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 blah. You know, you're talking about yourself. You're talking about your feelings. You're talking about what it is you want out of life, and then he has the freedom to do the same. And there's no judging because you're not there to judge. You're there to understand, to see. So make sure that it's the kind of conversation where you both have the freedom to express what you need to express. Because a lot of conversations that people have no freedom. They really have no freedom. If you are going to say something that the other person is not going to like, they're going to stop listening to you, or they're going to accuse you, or it's going to become an argument or a battle. That is not a conversation that is actually going to allow you to see the truth. So make sure that you both have the freedom to say whatever it is you need to say without judgment. Okay. So that's what they're telling me about you and about him. And there is a lot of potential in that relationship. They want you to know that. But it is about you learning and becoming and opening up and really connecting on a deeper level, a level that you haven't connected before. Okay, yep, they're saying not ever before. So, you know, there's this amazing potential there, but you've got to actually have the freedom before it can happen. Okay, and let's see what you're typing. Do, 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 do. I know I'm not supposed to be quiet because it's the radio and you always have to have something going on, even if you don't know what it is you're supposed to be saying. That's one of the interesting things about the message that on the mornings with Jesus, which is every Tuesday and Thursday morning. And so this Thursday morning at 7 a.m. Central Time, if you would like to join us on Morning with Jesus and ask a question and get an answer from Jesus, please come and do so. But Jesus was talking about being still. Being still means you're not thinking, you're not doing, there's no expectation. You're just being still. And sometimes that's the hardest thing in the world for us to do, because we are taught that we have to be moving, we have to be thinking, we have to be doing, we have to, you know. But sometimes you just need to be still. So maybe that's what you need to be when you're having this conversation with him. Just be still. Let him say what he needs to say. Okay, I will have a talk with him about what I want. I think we spoke more about what he wants. I do want to get married and have kids, but I have to trust the person and know he'll be there for me. Okay, and make sure that you trust yourself. Make sure that you know that you will be there for you. Because it's not someone else that you're supposed to be dependent upon. The only person who is always going to be there for you is you. So make sure that you trust in you. And make sure that he trusts in himself too. It's really important. Because if you don't have that trust in yourself, then you're one of those people that's looking for someone to validate you, to prove you're worthy. And you will always be disappointed if that's the way you're approaching it. Because nobody else is ever going to have you as being as important as you are to you. And there's no reason why they should. You can love people, but you need to love yourself. And that's really important. So make sure that that's there for both of you. Okay, so you're typing again, so that's why we are waiting. You know, and this really is how life works. We have these relationships with people, and these relationships are wonderful, and we get to learn all kinds of wonderful things in these relationships. And sometimes these relationships are really sucky. And apparently we're learning what is a really sucky relationship and that we don't actually have to be in one. So there's all of this wonderful stuff that comes out of everything. Okay, and she's saying, that's interesting you said that about trusting myself, because I was doubting that I made a good choice by choosing him. So I wasn't sure about trusting my feelings. Yeah. We are taught to second guess ourselves. We are taught to second guess everything. And one of the important lessons that we get to learn is trust. Trust in ourselves, in our ability to make good decisions. I've known a lot of people who had to have 6 or 7 people tell them they'd made the right decision before they could accept their own decision. Trusting in yourself gives you the freedom to live your life, the freedom to actually be vulnerable, to be in a real relationship, to be loved and to love. So trusting yourself is one of those foundation stones. You know, you're building your beautiful house, and you have to have a good foundation. Trust is that foundation. So work on trusting yourself. Yeah. You might want to point out to yourself at the end of every day 5 things that you said or did that shows that you make good decisions. It could be simple things like, you know, you chose shoes that were comfortable, so at the end of the day your feet didn't hurt. Well, good for you. You know, it doesn't have to be anything huge. It can be little things. And that's how you build that trust, by recognizing And yes, you do make good decisions. You can trust yourself. That's what they wanted to say about all of that. And they're not telling me anything more. So we will move back into life, which is funny because we never moved out of it. But so, you know, they had me read this book, which was a wonderful book, and I can't tell you the name of it because, you know, I can't never remember the names of books. But it was about who we are and that we are not our bodies, which I've told you lots of times before, but also that we are not our minds. We are not our thoughts. Because if we were our thoughts, then how would we know our thoughts? Because you can kind of reach a point where you can see what you're thinking. And who is doing that seeing? Because that's who we really are. So we are not our thoughts. We are not our minds. We are not our bodies. We are more. We are these spiritual beings who are connected to all. And you can see all as being God or spirit or whatever you want to see all as being. The names that we make up for things really don't encompass some of the things that we're naming. And that's why the Creator is always saying it really doesn't matter what you call the Creator, because it doesn't change the Creator. And that's kind of hard for a lot of people to accept. So, I completely lost my train of thought. Let's see if they take me back to where I was. So we are more. We are more than we have ever imagined. We are more than we can actually understand, especially when we're trying to understand with our brains, because our brains can't really comprehend who we are. And that's interesting. Our brains can't really comprehend who we are. That takes us to a whole different level of existence, and that's why I said that we are already what we seek to be, because we are more than we know ourselves to be, than we believe ourselves to be. And we are opening up to that more and experiencing that more in our lives, and it has a profound impact on us. It's like when you're a little kid and you're going through math and they tell you 2 plus 2 is 4 and you say, okay, 2 plus 2 is 4 and 2 plus 2 is always 4, no matter what, 2 plus 2 is 4. And now you're learning that 2 plus 2 can be anything. It doesn't have to be 4. And that takes you to a level where you don't know what to think, which is good because it takes you beyond thought. It opens you. It opens life. It opens everything. So that you don't have to settle for what you expect or what you've been taught something is supposed to be. You actually move out of those expectations and you find things happen in your life that are just miracles because they're beyond what you thought of, what you could have created, what you would have imagined. And that's when you're living life as more, when you are being that unconditional love. Because it doesn't have any conditions, so it doesn't have any rules, and it doesn't have any regulations. And everything is possible. And that's part of the beauty of life. And the beauty of being who we are and experiencing what we experience. So let your life be an interesting journey and allow yourself to be. And sometimes it just means being in that stillness, not doing, not thinking, just being. And remember, you can always ask to be shown the truth. You can always ask to see what is most important for you to see. And you will be shown that. Because your guidance is always going to answer you. And they're not just going to answer you once in one way. They're going to answer you over and over in a variety of ways until you get it. And some people don't get it for years and years, but that's okay. Because your guidance exists in a realm where there is no time. So they're not going to get tired of showing you. We are the ones who get caught up in time. Okay. So I think I have told you everything that I was meant to tell you today. And I get a yes for that. So I am going to go ahead and end the show early. And I will be back on Friday with DC Love. And that should be a lot of fun. So come and join us. I hope everyone has a wonderful day and that you really look at who you are being. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.